This is 89.3 WRKF. I'm Elizabeth Eads. New Schools for Baton Rouge is endeavoring to start 20 schools in the capital city by 2017. The nonprofit's leader, Chris Meyer, was previously an administrator in the state-run Recovery School District. When New Schools launched last April, the RSD appeared ready to hand over the keys to the 7 schools it runs directly in Baton Rouge as soon as Meyer and his team had the charter school operators and resources in place. Nearly a year and a half later, New Schools has picked half a dozen of what it considers to be the best charter operators in the country, including Yes Prep and KIPP, which are familiar names in New Orleans. Backers have committed roughly $15 million in seed money, but with some East Baton Rouge Parish schools getting out from under state control, will New Schools be able to get access to all the school buildings it needs in order to hit its target of converting 20 in 4 years? WRKF's Amy Jeffries put that question to Chris Meyer.
You've got the money. You've got the approvals. You've identified the operators.
Yep.
Do you have the schools?
I think initially, you know, the RSD has access to 7 or 8 buildings that were the most struggling schools in the parish. And that's where we want to focus the attention of the initial group of operators. You know, a school building is one unit, but you know, there are opportunities to have multiple schools and to kind of stretch what we think about schools. And so, you know, we really want to make sure that we're using all the available space, working with the district as well. And I think at the end of the day, I don't think we're going to be satisfied if we take our most struggling schools today, which are still rated D and F, and we put those on a path to where they're quickly climbing the ladder and will be A's within the next 4 to 5 years once they're launched. If that happens, I think then we've got to go back and look, is every other school at that same level? And then what role could New Schools play in partnering again as this kind of public-private partnership to help move that forward?
There are schools in the East Baton Rouge Public School District that are making great gains. I think about Winborn Elementary. Their test scores are up over 40% in just 4 years, and they are one of these schools that was, until recently, at risk of state takeover. They've managed to turn around with intensive interventions with their students, small group instruction in reading and math to catch these kids up, many of whom are from very disadvantaged backgrounds. Do you think, Chris Meyer, that in the future, New Schools for Baton Rouge might throw some of its resources at a school like Winborn, or at replicating the success that they've had at other traditional public schools within the district?
Certainly, I think a lot of our long-term work is around understanding additional schools that we can grow and support and have them do more of what they're doing best.
We so often measure schools by test scores, mm-hmm. especially here in Louisiana, it feels like. And I'm just wondering if you can give me an example of where you may have seen that sort of spark of excellence that you're talking about beyond a test score.
Yeah, there was a teacher on the second floor of Estruma High School. He was a first-year teacher. Mr. Edwards taught math. I remember visiting him either the second or third week of school, so very, very early. They were doing basic fraction reduction operations. This was not material that should have been taught in high school, yet the kids, that's where they were. Mr. Edwards, though, didn't treat this as, you know, I can't believe what you kids can't do. He was very excited about, you know, let me tell you guys how this applies to your life and why together when we solve this, here's the next thing we're going to be able to accomplish. And he had goals that every one of his kids by their senior years, his goals was that they would all be ready and able to take calculus. What's the reality is Mr. Edwards in a school where those kids, when they leave Mr. Edwards' class and go to the next period, you know, are they walking into a classroom where equally somebody is just as fired up? We've got, you know, thousands of talented educators here with that spark, but we've got to take that and rally it into sort of a delivery system that works at the school level. That's going to allow us to really change the trajectory of what we're on.
Chris Meyer, head of New Schools for Baton Rouge. I can't wait to see what happens.
Thank you.
Meyer also told WRKF's Amy Jeffries that this fall the Recovery School District is starting the process of matching up the operators New Schools is offering seed money to with buildings where they can start charter schools in Baton Rouge. This is 89.3 WRKF.